Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Twisted Tuesdays with the Twisted Sisters and maybe a mister or two. We never know. Hey, Pam, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to hanging out with you, maybe some other cool poets and, you know, delving into the poetry. And it's been a good day, long and tiring, but, you know, I got to go see my son today, and that's
awesome.
Always great. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. So,
absolutely.
You know.
That's excellent.
Yep. Good stuff.
I made you nervous, didn't I? I was sitting
well,
here.
Well, you sure did. I was like, the intro song had started, and I'm like, it is not like her to not have called in like a minute and a half after the intro song has started.
That's very unusual for me. But I, you know, I have my alarm set, and usually I hit the snooze button, right? And I hit it every 10 minutes. And at last time I hit it, I must have hit stop, and it didn't ring. It didn't go off again, right? And I'm going. Okay, and I was doing my thing, and all of a sudden I saw you say it's showtime, and I'm like, showtime? look at the clock and say, oh, God, it's 1 minute after 10. And then I had to remember how to get myself on here because I had to send myself an invite. And I started laughing, and I'm going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I was in my own worst nightmare. So,
Oh, my God, I totally get that.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, on my travels, I saw a message from Naomi saying she really wasn't feeling well. So she won't be calling
in. I kind of figured.
Yeah, I know she had been
on Sunday being really tired. I hadn't seen her around much today.
Right.
And that's fine.
Yeah, I hope she gets
the rest she needs and feels better soon. We'll miss her, but, you know, it's important for people to take care of themselves.
That is absolutely it, the truth of the whole matter. So I don't know. I know I had a message from a couple other people that they may be calling in, and that works for me, and I think that's wonderful. So we'll just take it as it comes. That's what we do anyway, right? You know, so
absolutely.
So I hope you have your deep voice handy, same as myself. I'm not sure how often we'll need to use it. But, you know,
well,
that's just the way it is.
Yep.
We'll
yep, exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll just, you know, harness my inner John Wayne or something like that, or, you know.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, we have, but we have a fair amount of poetry on the board tonight. I was kind of pleased with the entries that we got that were written for the prompt. The ones that were pre-writes, you know, were decent. They really were. But I always like it when a prompt takes off on its own. You know, it makes it just that much better. You know what I'm saying? In my mind, in my opinion, you know, it doesn't mean it's a better write. It just makes me feel better because I picked a good prompt. This one, I didn't give many days ahead of time for anyone to write to it. So it was pretty much my fault. But, you know, I have a lot of those.
Yeah, well, it happens. But it was a great quote for and picture for people to write to.
Yeah, when I saw it. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, I know Oshini had made a comment on the contest about how it made her start thinking introspectively, like looking inward on herself.
Yeah.
And I feel like that really summed that quote up, is it made people really look inside themselves.
Right.
And give an honest write.
Right. Absolutely. When it comes to me, I'm sure people were looking inside of me. I won't mention any names, but, you know, so many people are so quick to look inside of someone else and judge them. But, you know, it's really about the person seeing it themselves and the way that it strikes them. So it's a wonderful thing. Most definitely. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I sound like one of the old fellas from stealing poker or something, or whatever the hell that was. There was a line from a movie or something I saw. I can't think of where it came from, but I will eventually. I'm going to put the first poem up for this, Pam, and I'm going to ask you to read it. And this is called Bars. Oh, by the way, I want to mention, great intro song, and that was a great find on your part. I really liked it. It really hit the notes. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so too. Thank you.
Yeah,
and
that was pretty excellent. So that made me smile.
Yeah, she's got a beautiful voice. I'll have to check out more of her music.
Right. When I looked her up on YouTube, I saw that she was like on America's Got Talent or something like that. And that was something that she sang on there. So I don't know if she wrote it or not, but I, you know, she may have. She looked like a very young girl.
She did. She did. Very young.
Right. I gotcha. Okay, I'll tell you what, we're going to put a piece up called Words to My Skin by Vicki Moore. So whenever you're ready, Pam.
When I taught my son to be the change you want to see in the world, he said it inspired him. I often tell clients to just breathe to help them through a panic attack. Love flows freely from my tongue. Good morning, please, and thank you are part of my daily language. My grandchildren are amazing. My dogs are so cute. compliments pour from my mouth like grains of sand. I believe in kind words, empathy, and understanding. But there's another side to my words. I am capable of so saying hurtful things. I tell my niece he's not good enough for you. My husband can be a pompous ass. Road rage is active in my daily commute. I'm glad the other drivers can't hear me as I shout and call them names. I hate this. I'm sick of this. And that stupid jumps out in sparks as I go through my day, shouting and screaming hateful language, knowing I'm sorry isn't enough. If my words appeared on my skin, I would cry when I read them. End poem.
Wow. Great read, Pam. Great read. I can relate to this. I can. I really can. I think that it was well written. And I think that most of us, there are some that are closer to perfection, I guess. You know, you go through and there's so many wonderful things we say in the course of the day. And then there's other times where we just let them have it. And I think that, to me, that's very relatable. I do. I believe that it's very relatable. And I think that this was definitely a great write by Vicki Moore. And I think she captured the problem. You know, I don't know. If my words appeared on my skin, I would cry when I read them. I don't know, you know, because, I don't know, I guess to me I say, well, you know, you only cry half the time. The other half of the time you're being decent to people. And I guess that's where my mind is there. I don't know. It doesn't make the bad words or the harsh words right. But we're only human, I guess. And I guess that's the way I see it. So awesome job, Vicki. And thank you so much for sharing. Great job.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like what you had to say about how we're only human. And that is so true. And I think that Vicki does a realistic look at this question and how there's different sides to each of us. You know, you can tell from Vicki's poetry and from communicating with her that she does seem to be a person who has a beautiful spirit. And you can tell by reading this poem, you know, that her grandchildren are important to her, that her clients and her family are important to her, and how she treats others is also. I really like the line, I believe in kind words, empathy, and understanding. I feel like that should be like a plaque, you know, like written on a picture and framed and yeah. hung on a wall. You know, it's just one of those kind of lines. Right. But, you know, then when she takes the turn with this and acknowledges the fact that, you know, like many of us, you know, we're capable of saying hurtful things. Especially when we're angry, you know, when she says, my husband can be a pompous ass. Oftentimes we lash out to those people that we feel closest to when things are getting frustrating. And road rage is it's just one of those fairly common occurrences, unfortunately. I think, I don't know if it's because we feel safe. I don't know if it's because we're in a high stress situation. All I know is I've known quite a few people in my life who have dealt with road rage. But I also like how there's this message in here to me of how the example that you set for children and the opening line that she has with when I taught my son, you know, there really is that idea of, you know, her children and her grandchildren. She tries her best to set a good example for them. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, who do we got with us?
I don't know. Let's find out. Hello, area code 876. You're on the air. Who are we speaking
to?
Hi,
everyone.
Hi, Oshin.
Hi, everyone. It's Oshin.
Nice to have you join us.
How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing great as well. So happy to be on tonight. Happy to hear everyone.
That's wonderful. It's good to have you join us. Yeah, did you hear that last poem, Oisin? By Vicky Moore.
I heard it. Let me just get it out, because there was one specific line that immediately when I heard it, it just hit me. And it's the part that says, if my words appeared on my skin, I would cry when I read them. Mm. Those two last lines hit me really, 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 really deep. Because, to be honest, there are some parts of my life that if they appeared on my skin, I don't know how, I know I would be crying for months and even years. So that one really, really had an effect on me. So I enjoyed the entire poem, but I loved those two lines the most.
Nice comment. Nice comment.
Thank you.
I kind of was looking at this as I was writing my comment, and you know, awesome job and a great writer on the honesty of our everyday lives, because we all go through those bits and pieces of adrenaline, and nobody's happy 24/7, and nobody's unhappy 24/7. Not even me, as grumpy as I am. I'm, you know, just not that girl. Not 24/7. And I the one line here caught me. Compliments pour from my mouth like grains of sand. And something about that just is like, I don't know, it's something about that just doesn't sound soft or silky. You know, it's like that. I'm not sure how to interpret that line, but I believe in kind words, you know. I don't know. That one line just keeps ticking in my head here. So, but I still say it's a great work. And thank you, Vicky, for that. Now, what am I doing next? Oh, yes. I'm going to read this next piece. This one is by Omni. And this is called Tattooed Artist by Omni. And let me get on my deep voice. I'm only kidding. I'm not doing it. I'm not even going to pretend. Tattooed Artist. On a tattoo from a poet, buzzed on a stoic slumbering dreams, curlian or skin, on skin of skies, these words toll by. Dawn lives in floating dreams and sees white pastel laser beams on her predatory linen sheets, but they move at my hand. Gold light in strands of fractal silk moves at my command. In the time I took to stroke the tick that locks us, arcing metals of chimes, tattooed artist ink rhymes. End poem. A nice little brevity. Pam, do you want to start us off?
I would be happy to. Yeah, this is a nice little brevity. I get the impression that Omni is someone who likes to definitely play with words, with imagery. You know, it was quite clever. I really like how, you know, he writes on the art that lives upon the beauty of the skin. I particularly like where he says, Dawn lives in floating dreams and sees white pastel laser beams on her predatory linen sheet, but they move at my hand, gold light and strands of fractal silk moves at my command. There is definitely a sense of sensuality to this, and I thought it was an interesting take to do a more literal take on the prompt and the idea of writing about the message and the artwork of tattoos. So excellent write and very well done.
Nice. Nice comment, Pam. And Oisin, how about you, hon?
Okay, so for me, it's going to take me a while to really fully understand what this is saying. So I would have to take some time to just read it on my own and maybe go deeper into analyzing it so I can get the full picture. But so far, I love his use of words. I love Dawn lives in floating dreams. And I also love the part that says the tick that talks us. That reminded me of a clock, and I thought that was really clever. So that's really interesting. And I like the last part that says tattooed artists, ink rhymes, because that has me thinking that a person who does tattoos would basically be inking rhymes or inking poetry on a person's skin. So I like that imagery. That was really interesting.
Right. Great comment. Yeah, I thought this was let me start from the beginning of my brain. I thought it was well worded and nicely penned. There was nice imagery in the piece. And I thought there was a lot of great lines throughout. And I did love this little rhyme that he kind of put into the center of it. Dawn lives in floating dreams and sees white pastel laser beams on her predatory linen sheets, but they move in my hand. Gold light and strands of fractal silk moves at my command. I thought that was a nice little rhymed verse in there. And I thought that it was clever because, you know, a tattooed artist, you know, it's more like the tattoo artist is the one who's creating lines as they go along. And I think that that was nicely done. So great job, Omni, and thank you for sharing. Absolutely. Okay. I may got to put in those last couple dot, dot, dots before I leave. It's just me. Okay. Let me see what else is happening here. Okay, Oshin, can I get you to read the next one for us?
No problem.
Okay, this is
Let
called...
Let me just get it up.
Sure, this is called Join the Rebellion by My Angels 3.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet.
It's now, I just put it up, so you're good.
Oh, hold on. Ooh, it's taking so long to refresh.
Yes. Some days you wonder, don't you?
All right. Could you give me the name of it? Let me try and search for it.
Okay. It is called Join the Rebellion by My Angels 3.
As in J-O-I-N?
J-O-I-N, yes.
Okay. Hold on. All right. So join the... Okay. All right. I see it. Hold on. All right. Yeah. Join the Rebellion by My Angel 3. The gong and muck of existence, remixed and reinvented on screaming black screens. Blink and you'll miss it. The mortification of wishes, the coaxing of wet dreams. Words placed in safe boxes, tongues behind the gritted cages, bent over versions of freedom, gifted like a knife to a toddler. Congruence of all thought, originality sold and bought. Wars invented out of nothing, end in coagulating dust. The coldest beings protest about difference, about transition, about change. Sorry, about change. The warm ones, about loss, about love, about life, about solely positive vibes. The so-called adults in the room smile and swoon through prescription bloom. Use antagonistic brooms to make expansive changes under carpets of censorship. Sweep, sweep, sweep it all away. The glittering hues, the subtle tones, poetic spectrums leisurely dwindles to lazy vanilla hazes. Harmless conformist musing on white, white on black. Click the next colorless extract. Blur the piano keys to gray. Ebony and ivory become a train of gravy. Connect somebody else's free music to boost that reach. Add fancy graphics for follower niche. Welcome to the para-algorithmic self-worth gymnastic new world disarray. Here is your uniform. It's easy. Just conform. End of poem.
Are you on mute, Jean?
Well, of course I am. Of course I am. That's why I muted you first. Oh, my God. Sheen, that was a wonderful read, and thank you for that. And Pam,
you are
do you want to start us off, Pam? Oh, my gosh.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, that was a wonderful read. I really like this one. I thought it had brilliant imagery and metaphors, a hard-hitting and edgy feel to it, kind of a dark vibe that takes a strong look on the freedom of voice, the freedom of words, and the downfalls of conformity. I really like the line, sweep it all away, the glittering hues, the subtle tones, poetic spectrum leisurely dwindles to lazy vanilla hazes. Harmless conformist musings, black on white, white on black, click the next colorless extract. Welcome to the para-algorithmic self-worth gymnastics, new world disarray. Here's your uniform. It's easy. Just conform. That idea of not only society in general, but the idea of conforming in the way of poetry and art rather than being true to yourself. So amazing write and very well done.
Nice. I thought this was a great write. And I think that My Angels 3 really had a lot to say in this. You know, the gunk and muck of existence remixed and reinvented on screaming black screens. Gee, I wonder what screen she's talking about. Blink and you'll miss it, the mortification of wishes, the coaxing of wet dreams, words placed in safe boxes, tongues behind gritted cages. She really was. She was really laying it out there, and I think she did a fabulous job in doing so. Where's the other one? There's another one here. The so-called adults in the room smile and swoon. Through prescription gloom, use antagonistic brooms to make expansive changes under carpets of censorship. I went, oh, wow, maybe I should, like, hide my head or something here. But, you know, I just think that she really did. She really hit on a lot in this poem, and I think it was a fabulous job. So thank you so much, My Angels 3. I really appreciated this write. I think you really had something to say about it all, and well done. And Oisin, how about you?
I love the use of words in this poem. One of my favorite lines are bent over versions of freedom, gifted like a knife to a toddler. No, you wouldn't gift a knife to a toddler. So this had me thinking, like, what in the world is she talking about? So I really loved the use of that. And that's really something to think about and to really look deeply in to see what exactly could she really want to say through this poem. So that's really interesting. And I really enjoy poems that allow me to think outside of the box like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the end as well. Here is your uniform. It's easy. Just conform. Because normally when you see persons wearing uniforms, it suggests conformity. It suggests that you agree with the place that wears the uniform. So that gave me that imagery. So I found it really interesting.
Yes. Great comment. Yeah, I thought it was really well done. Awesome. Okay. Pam, that brings me back to you. Pam says, why do you keep calling my name tonight? I know you're saying it, Pam. Don't pretend.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my gosh. I'll try and behave from here forward, maybe. This is called Cellophane Brain in Three Parts by Guilty.
Guilty.
So when
flimsy shrink wrap. Okay. Flimsy shrink wrap, cling to crap. Too easily. One direction or another needs sharp teeth to rein in. The rabble, babble, plot threads, ransom notes, idle threats, humble boasts, sanguine memories, nightmarish dreams, unspoken regrets, sacrilegious screeds, flaming show tunes, the slow murder blues, beat of the city, the old-fashioned country croon, a prayer for peace, the howl of revolution, naked ambition, slight contrition, the mark of living with some imagination. Eyes should tell, smile should reveal, other things should be hidden or shared over a good meal. End poem.
Nice read, Pam. Oshin, do you want to start us off on this one?
Okay, one moment. Hold on, I misplaced the poem a while ago.
I've been there, done that.
Mm-mm. All right. Okay, so the fading brain. Okay, so I love how it started. Flimsy shrink wrap, cling to crap, lose fragments, pull too easily. That's very interesting, though. It gives me an imagery as if he's describing something that was once whole but is now broken. At least that's the idea that I get from the word fragment. And so I really like that. I love his use of words like rabble, babble. I like that. I think that's pretty interesting. Unspoken regrets, sanguine memories, nightmarish dreams, unspoken regrets. So that's really, I really like his use of words throughout the whole poem.
I think this is
a poem that I would really spend some time to even dig deeper into. And I also like the last part here that says, smile should reveal other things should be hidden or shared over a good meal. So overall, his use of words in this poem is very interesting, very easy, very fun. And I really like it.
Nice comment. You know, I looked at this one and I thought, okay, I said, now this is an interesting take on the prompt because he kind of gave you the flip sides as he was going along. The rabble babble, plot threads, ransom notes, idle threats. I got to make it large enough for my eyeballs. Humble boasts, sanguine memories, nightmarish dreams, unspoken regrets and sacrilegious screeds, flaming show tunes, the slow murder blues. Beat of the city, an old-fashioned country croon. He just goes back and forth and back and forth. And then the last four lines, I thought, were kind of clever. The mark of living was some imagination. I should tell, smile should reveal, other things should be hidden or shared over a good meal. You know, he says here that it was friendship, humor, life, love, and a metaphor. I thought it was just really nicely put together. And it's just enough to keep you really thinking. As I said in the comment, you know, it's an intriguing take on the prompt. It's not, you know, very cut and dry. It's got some layers there hiding things, I think. But clever. So nicely done, Guilty, and thanks for sharing. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, I like this because to me, first of all, I like the title, Cellophane Brain. In three parts. I thought that was clever. And I like some of the inner and end rhyme that he does. And I especially like the second stanza, which I think speaks in all the different powers of words. You know, how words can be used for beautiful things like music and prayers of peace, but it can also be words can also be used to spark nightmares and ransom notes, you know, and all, you know, there's both a beauty and an ugliness to words. And I did like the sense of humor in the end line, you know, I should tell, smile should reveal, other things should be hidden or shared over a good meal. You know, and really I like that because I think sharing a good meal really helps soften the blow of of some harsh words that maybe not harsh, but, you know, when you have to speak about a difficult subject to somebody, sometimes it's best, you know, just to, I don't know, maybe soften the blow a bit, but with a sense of humor there. So, yeah, great write all the way through. Definitely an excellent and intriguing take on the prompt. As you were saying, it is layered, so very well done. And before we move on to the next one, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to welcome who I believe to be Wayne to the show. Welcome, Wayne. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. I've got my theater behind me, so I'm feeling pretty good now. I thought I'd join you for a while.
Cool. Yeah, well, good. I'm glad to hear that. By the way, did you get a chance to read Gilpie's poem, Cellophane Brain? Would you like to make a comment on it?
Well, I was busy turning off the radio and everything. I didn't hear all of it because I turned off the radio and trying to get things situated where I wouldn't have the feedback and everything. So I didn't get there. I read it earlier today, but I couldn't comment right now and be making sense. So I'd rather pass on this one.
Sure, no problem.
I'm back. I know you
Welcome
missed me.
Back.
I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden it was blink and I was gone. I said, okay, sure. I said, why did it get so quiet in here? Oh, God. I'm telling you, something wrong here.
Yep.
Okay, so where was I? I did comment on it. Yes, I did. I was a good girl.
And Wayne has joined us.
Hi, Wayne. Nice of you to join us tonight.
Welcome, Wayne.
Nice to be here.
Yes. Hey, Robbie. How are you tonight? Yes. Okay, well, Wayne is just in time to read.
Oh, right.
This poem for us is called If the... Well, hang on a second. I have to wait until I can read it without my... Here it is. If the Words I Spoke by Ricky Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you're ready.
I said, just popped up there. And I'm going to hear you. If the words I spoke was like this. If the words I spoke were on my skin, I know just what they'd say. I love you to my wife and to our children that moved away. And the words I spoke for the whole wide world, honesty and love would be the model for all mankind. We would all agree. But no one strives to share or understand, share God's love amongst all men. If the words I spoke could be seen by you, I would hope that you'd agree. Everyone ignores the chance to believe. But no one strives to care or understand that we could live together hand in hand. And?
Nice job, Wayne. Nice job. Oh, Sheen, do you want to be the first to comment on this one?
No problem.
Right.
I like, what I really love about this is how he spoke about the impact of his words on his family, but not just his family, but also the whole wide world. So I like that. I really, really like that. I thought it gave more, what you'd say, no. I thought it gave more depth to the poem, like it allows you to think in a, the word is in my head, it just doesn't want to come out. But he didn't limit the poem to just thinking about what type of words would be painted on his skin, just in the context of his family, but he broadened it. So he's not just focused on impacting his family, but he's also focused on impacting the world. So I really like that. And also, so I really love, I love that. That's the part of it that I really, really love. And I love how he mentioned sharing God's love among all men. I really enjoyed that. But the main thing that jumped out at me from this poem is the fact that he doesn't just only focus on allowing his words to affect his family positively, but also affecting the entire world. So I enjoyed that.
Nice comment. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this is a beautiful. I thought it was a wonderful spiritual rite. It had a great rhyme and flow. I like how it speaks on the importance of family, of love and understanding. And the words I spoke for the whole world, honesty and love would be the model for all mankind, that we would all agree, but no one strives to care, understand, to share God's love among all men. I thought those were just beautiful and thoughtful lines about not only caring about his wife and his children, but really caring about the strangers and the people in the world that you don't know, but you feel called to care about. And amazing right and very well done.
Nice comment, Pam. Yeah, I thought this was beautifully penned by Ricky. Wonderful thoughts, you know, on the prompt. You know, I loved the first stanza, needless to say. I thought that was lovely. But, and the words I spoke for the whole wide world, honesty, wow, hang on, honesty and love would be the motto for all mankind, that we would all agree. But no one strives to care or understand, to share God's love among all men. If the words I spoke could be seen by you, I would hope that you'd agree that everyone ignores the chances to believe. Yeah, if we could read some of the words on the skin of some, you know, to share that love and wonderful thoughts towards one another, the world would be a little bit of a different place. I mean, we're all grouchy and we all grumble, but, you know, indirectly, I think a lot of us have good thoughts for the world itself. But just definitely awesome. So thank you so much, Ricky. I really appreciate that share. And Wayne, how about you?
Well, just to make sure I got the microphone turned on. Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's just a wonderful poem, and he has a wonderful view on an outlook of life. He understands that the people that don't take time to try to join together and be and work together is just not paying attention, because we all stand hand in hand, work together, with the world be a lot better place and be a lot better communications, and it wouldn't be all this talk, bad talk, and all this stuff like that. And yeah, like we talked about his family too. He's a fine gentleman. I enjoyed the poem a lot.
Nice comment, Wayne. Yeah, great stuff. Okay. Well, for the next piece I'm going to put up, it's called Poisoned Ink by Puddles 33. And I have an audio for that, Pam.
All right. Let me mosey on over there, and here we go.
Okay.
Poisoned Ink by Barb Christing. If words I spoke stuck to my skin, embarrassment would soon set in. Petty, hurtful things I say would singe me, causing wide decay. The ink in jagged, cutting lines my insecurity defines. The vitriol I daily spew upon my flesh would soil the view. I scratch and rub, try to erase the blackened terms upon my face. They speak of arrogance and hate. I'm so confused. I can't relate. And then I realize the truth. The script on me that's so uncouth was flung from lips that are not mine. Your spittle reeks. You crossed a line. Tattoos etched by your poisoned ink into my bloodstream slowly sink, become a part of who I am. I'm damaged goods, a broken sham. Tonight, I'll soak in scented oil, watch wicked words dissolve, uncoil, release their mark upon my heart, gift to myself a brand new start.
Nice. That's a great poem. Wayne, do you want to start us off?
Sure. She's really down on herself at first of this poem because she realizes that what she says isn't really very proper. And then as you go through the poem, she finally realizes that she needs to improve, and she does by taking, you know, getting her bath and everything and getting it all. And the main thing is, you know, we all learn to say things to the people that are around us. And that's what she was saying too. She's around the guy that always said bad things, so she started doing the same thing. So she's trying to straighten up and say, do better. And in fact, by the end of the poem, she's starting to start open and be a brand new person. So she did real good with trying to correct her problems, and a great little poem here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this one really impressed me. You know, it's great to see Puddles writing for the show and making the audios, which I really appreciate. She's a wonderful rhyming poet. And, you know, it's always interesting to me. I really enjoy when you do these one prompt contests for shows and you see the different takes. I thought this was a different way to go, going in the direction of verbal and emotional abuse, and you know how it has that long-term effect. You know, the when you deal with either, you know, having a spouse that emotionally and verbally abuses you, or perhaps as a child being emotionally and verbally abused, those words stick to you. They become, unfortunately, a part of who you are. And I thought this was beautiful all the way through, but I really like how that last stanza brings in that sense of hope, that sense of healing. Tonight I'll soak in scented oil, watch wicked words dissolve, uncoil, release their mark upon my heart, gift to myself a brand new start. You know, it's difficult to do, but, you know, it can take a long time to convince yourself to find the right words to replace the ones that somebody has unfortunately labeled you with. So amazing, heartfelt, right, and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment there, Pam. And Oisin, how about you?
I love this poem.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Honestly, when I first read it, I had one thought. And then I was there reading it, and I'm like, but hold on. There is another spin to this. There is something else that this poem is saying. And then I read to the end, and I was like, wow. So at first, I was thinking that she was only talking about the words that she was saying. So I wasn't expecting her now to go deep to tell us why she was saying those words in the first place. So when I saw her say that because of the words that were verbally said to her, that those are the words that caused her now to be saying the things that she is saying, I was like, whoa, I did not expect this twist. So that was really very, very interesting. And I also like the fact that she started out by saying, okay, she's saying words that would embarrass her if they were to be painted on her skin. And then it's like she goes down deep and also it's like she's trying to find the root of the reason why she's saying those words. And then she realizes that the reason she is saying those words is because of the words that were said to her now in her past that have taken root in her and is now affecting how she speaks. I thought that was so interesting, really, really interesting. And then I love the ending of hope, you know, that even though persons say words to me that have been rooted in my heart, there is still hope for change. So I enjoyed that. This poem, the twist in this poem caught me by surprise. And I love those surprises in poetry. So this was beautiful.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I agree with all three of you. This was a fabulous poem. I loved how it started out, like this first two stanzas. I'm going, oh, okay. okay? But then when it got to that third one, I scratched and rubbed, tried to erase the blackened terms upon my face. They speak of arrogance and hate. I'm so confused. I can't relate. All of a sudden, something clicks, you know, and, you know, I love how this ended up in the last three stanzas. I really did, because it was a real spin on things, as O'Sheen said, and I loved the way she spun it. And then I realized the truth, the script on me, that's so on Goose, was flung from lips that are not mine. Your spittle reeks. You've crossed the line. Tattoos etched by your poison ink into my bloodstream slowly sink. Become a part of who I am. I'm damaged good, a broken sham. It's beautifully rhymed all the way through, and nicely, just a great take on the prompt. I really enjoyed it. And that last stanza, you know, is, as was said, you know, it's got a taste of hope in it. You know, I'm going to, you know, tonight I'm trying to wash it all off, try and get rid of it from me. And I think that was just wonderful. So excellent, excellent job, Puddles. And thank you so much for sharing with us. Great job. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, where was I going? Oh, I know where I was going next. O'Sheen, I'm going to put your piece up next. Hope that's not your piece. That is something not your piece. I'm okay. Oh, there you are. Down here. Okay, hon. It'll be up in 1 second, maybe two, because I'm slow. There you go.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, hold on. Let me open it up. Okay. If the words I spoke were painted on my skin, by O'Sheen Wright. If the words I spoke were painted on my skin, you'd see the story of a person with a painfully broken past. But God, because of his great love wherewith he loved her, redeemed her, and gave her power to keep persevering. That's why she's still standing. If the words I spoke were painted on my skin, you'd see the story of a person who daily battles with frustrating struggles and wounds that seem like they will never end. But the entrance of God's word into her broken heart causes her to keep persevering. That's why she is still standing. If the words I spoke were painted on my skin, you'd see the story of a person who thought giving up was her only option. But her relationship with God causes her to keep persevering. That's why she's still standing. If the words I spoke were painted on my skin, you'd see the story of a person who made mistakes and often falls and fails. Sometimes she falls prey to self-pity too. But because God has not given up on teaching her the keys she needs to turn those situations into opportunities to build her, she keeps persevering. That's why she's still standing. If the words I spoke were painted on my skin, you would see the story of a person who struggles with being the uniquely different person God has made her to be because of experiencing so much excruciating pain from the hands of rejection's knives. But God, with his great patience, keeps reminding her that he has made her unique for his purpose and his glory. Those reminders keep her persevering. That's why she is still standing. If the words I spoke were painted on my skin, you would see the story of my life. A story that testifies to the fact that no matter how wounded you are, no matter how many times you have fallen, made mistakes, or failed miserably, no matter how many times you have succumbed to the painful wounds that attack you, no matter how much you think it would be better if you just gave up and ended your life, no matter how deeply into the arms of pain life takes you, the unfailing love and power of God can reach you there, redeem you, build you, cause you to keep persevering, allowing you to remain still standing. End of poem.
Excellent piece, Oshin. Excellent piece. Pam, do you want to start us off?
Oh, my goodness, this is beautiful. I have to say this actually brings tears to my eyes. You know, I've known so many people, you know, and that, you know, your life, you go through these difficult times, you get to the point of wanting to give up, and this is such a beautiful story of redemption and rebirth and, you know, realizing that you have self-worth and a message to share with people. You know, that you come to with the help of the healing balm of God's love. It really had some powerful and heartfelt lines all the way through. I like the use of repetition with, if the words I spoke were painted on my skin at the beginning of the each stanza, and then, you know, with that's why she is still standing at the end. But I like how you write on the idea that all of our experiences, including the most difficult ones, even the ones where we feel like we failed miserably, shape us into the person that we are, and allow us to be a testament, you know, to other people. I always think it's a good thing for people to read poetry like this, especially people who feel basically that there is no hope in their life, that they can see that idea that there is some hope for them to continue on with life. And this was beautifully written all the way through. But I do have to say, I especially like the stanza that says, you would see the story of a person who made mistakes and often falls and fails. Sometimes she falls prey to self-pity too, but because God has not given up on teaching her the keys she needs to turn those situations into opportunities to build her, she keeps on persevering. That's why she's still standing. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Absolutely. So much.
And Wayne, how about you, bud?
Well, this is a great poem of confession. She's had a rough time in her life, but never lost faith in God and worked to improve all through her life. Who you were and who you are is like night and day. And your improvements through persevering have made you grow a lot, and you improved a lot. Wonderful poem with lots of self-awareness, and it's a wonderful write, and you did a good job reading it. I enjoyed it a lot. Good job.
Thank you.
Great comment, Wayne. Oshin, you know, I got to tell you, I thought this was excellent work. I loved the repetition in the piece because I thought it just kept, you know, bringing the reader back. It was strong and well-written piece. Each stanza was so nicely penned. I thought it was remarkable. I grabbed up the very last stanza and quoted that in my comment. But I could have grabbed any one of those stanzas and been satisfied with it. I just thought that the last one kind of tied it all together, and that's why I picked it. Wonderful lines all the way through, and what a great little testament, you know, to faith. So excellent job, and thanks so much for sharing with us. It was great.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. This one really came from a deep, deep, deep place in my heart, and it's actually a true story. So every stanza is basically things I have actually gone through. So you're basically reading my emotions and thoughts, true emotions and thoughts.
Well, you definitely
penned it. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. And we appreciate the write. That was just stunning. So, yeah, great piece. Oh,
you
are my. Mm-hmm. Now, Wayne, I have your piece up next, and this piece is called First Screen. I'm sorry, hon?
Yeah, it's kind of it's a comedy type thing, so it's kind of a funny type thing, so
well,
enjoy
there
it.
You go. This is called Her Skin Only Tells Lies by Wayne Gent. And Pam, we have an audio for this.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's see here. Here we go.
This is called Her Skin Only Tells Lies by Wayne Gent. If words she spoke were on her skin, she would be the greatest fiction ever been. Ask her why she no longer will cook? She just added another chapter to her book. When I asked her how she feels about me, the fictitious book turned into the longest in history. And what she said about herself was written on her back. The writing had to be small to fit, but didn't contain a fact. The thing she says, I just don't know why. It's good reading, but it's all a lie. And her left arm, does it match up with her right? One day she says this, then says that at night. If what she spoke were on her skin, wouldn't believe how much trouble she would be in. She lied about what she paid and what she bought. I'm just glad I want to read her thoughts. Look what's written on your leg, I said. She said that wasn't her leg, lying in bed. I read her thigh, her shoulder, and even her breast. I only read the truth one time at best. And?
Off mute, Gene.
Is it a little more challenging for you to hear me without being off mute?
I know. Someday we'll all have that challenge.
Oh, my God. Yes, yes.
It's going to be scary because then we'll know what you say when you're on mute.
I say a lot when I'm on mute. And if it was written on my skin, I'd be in big trouble. I'm only kidding. That's probably the time I behave myself the best. Pam, I'm going to have you start us off on this one.
Wonderful reading right there, Wayne. I really like that you chose to put the jazz music in the background, which I thought really nicely balanced the read. I like how you take a look at that type of person. You know, it's a great rhyming flow and clever lines. And I like how you wrote about that type of person who thinks they're so smart. You know, they think they've hidden their lies well, but, you know, eventually the truth comes out. Eventually their lies are exposed. And there's some great lines all the way through, but I do like the bite and the humor. And when I asked her how she feels about me, the fictitious book turned into longest in history. When she said about herself, what she said about herself was written on her back. The writing had to be small to fit, didn't contain a fact. And, you know, I really like how this is that idea of the words that, the truth that comes out when somebody, you know, constantly feels as if they can just lie and get away with it. So, great take on the prompt and very well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And Oshin, how about you, hon?
I love how creative this poem is. And yes, I was going to also make a note about the humor because I just read it a while ago and I really had to laugh. When I asked her about how she feels about me, the fictitious book turned into longest in history. Oh my goodness, that was so funny. So I really enjoyed that. And I really enjoyed that. And I really love, I just love his creative take on the prompt. I mean, you know, it's just interesting to see this one prompt being spun in so many directions, you know. So this was very interesting. If the words she spoke were on her skin, she would be the greatest fiction ever been. So right now I'm picturing this woman as a fiction book that you would just go in a library and take and read and laugh. So that's really interesting. I love the imagery here. I also love the line that said, asked her why she no longer will cook. She just added another chapter to her book. So right then and there, I'm thinking that if I go to her and I ask her why she will no longer cook, she's going to use that as an invitation to write a new chapter of her book. That's what I got from it. And I really find that very interesting. I love if the words she spoke were on her skin, wouldn't believe how much trouble she would be in. And you know, reading this poem just brought it home to me. That these poems are really inviting us to really take the time to look at the words that we say. Because suppose we were to get up one day with all those words on our skin, would we like the impact? So this is really, these poems are really causing me to soul search. I really enjoyed it.
Nice. Thank you very much. And enjoy some of my life with my poems. It makes this what I live for.
Absolutely. Great comment, Oshin.
Thank you.
Wayne, I thought this was a great rhyme poem, well-penned and humorous piece. And I grabbed up these two stanzas, but I have to lay a final comment at the end after these. The thing she says, I just don't know why. It is good reading, but it's all a lie. And her left arm doesn't match up with her right. One day she says this, then says that at night. If the words she spoke were on her skin, wouldn't believe how much trouble she'd be in. She lies about what she paid and what she bought. I'm just glad I don't have to read her thoughts. I thought it was clever and well written, but I have to go back here to this very last stanza here. Look what is written on your leg, I said. She said it wasn't her leg lying in bed. Okay. I read her thigh, her shoulders, and even her breast. I only read the truth one time at best. But, you know, when it came down to look at what's written on your leg, and she said it wasn't her leg laying in bed. I started chuckling. I'm like, okay, she can't even be honest about, yes, that's my leg. And I just said, yeah, okay. But I thought it was funny and nicely penned.
Thank you very much, Eric. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was good. Had me going. Okay, the next piece I'm going to put up is by Pam Ray, and it's called A Mirror of Stretched Tendons by Pam Ray. I wonder if, Pam, if you would read that for us. I'm just playing.
Oh, sure.
I'm going on mute. Just a heads up.
All right. Beneath my skin, anger and doubt slithers. Trying to escape, climbing and falling like a game of snakes and ladders. I try to be a beautiful person in words and deeds, but some days my tongue becomes a Tommy gun spraying lead on innocent bystanders, and my eyes cast glances of devil's spit and iron racks stretching tendons. There are moments when my mind surges with joyful expression of love and understanding. If ink swirled words upon my flesh and thoughts were birthed into a permanent impression of my self-awareness, if you were to read my emotional graffiti, you would see the layers I am made of. Some days I am beautiful, and other days I am Medusa hissing snakes, examining a mirror, turning myself into walls of stone. In those days, I eventually learned to hand the burden in part to the grace of friendship, to lighten the load of self-torment where poetry becomes my testament of flaws and starlight. End poem.
Wow. That's an excellent piece there, Pam. Oisin, would you like to start us off?
Yes, I would really love to. You know, and before I say anything about the poem, though, it looks like you're reading my mind. Is it Phil?
Me? Phil?
What? Yes, you. I'm saying it looks like you're reading my mind because I was just looking at the phone a while ago and I'm saying it's counting down to the 60 minutes that I'll soon have to go.
Yeah, I was.
And immediately I heard you ask me to come in, so yeah. I'm just grateful for that. Yes, I really... Hold on a second. I loved the poem. I really enjoy Pam's writes. I really find them very interesting, very filled with deep imagery. So I enjoy them. I love the line, I try to be a beautiful person in words and deeds. But some days my tongue becomes a Tommy gun, spraying lead on innocent this is deep. Spraying lead on innocent bystanders. This one hit because I can identify with it. Because there are times I try to be a beautiful person, but sometimes situations hurt and situations hit. And because of situations, you end up retaliating and saying things that you later regret. So this one really hit. I can identify with that one. And I really love... I love if you were to read my emotional graffiti. See? Imagery again. I love how Pam uses imageries.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to read my emotional graffiti, you would see the layers I am made of. There is so much beautiful imagery packed in this because I enjoy art. I enjoy all forms of art, from mixed media art to junk journaling, painting. And let me tell you, when you're doing art, there are times you have to put layers on top of layers on top of layers on top of layers to make the beautiful masterpiece that you want to create. And many times when you put down the first layer and the second layer and the third layer, you feel like giving up because it looks ugly. But if you persevere and you put down the fourth layer, the fifth layer, the sixth layer, you realize that by the time you reach the seventh layer, you see a masterpiece where if you had given up at the ugly third layer, you would not see this beautiful masterpiece. So this is really true. I'm telling you, this is really, really true imagery that Pam has painted here. So I love this whole poem, especially those parts.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so very much.
Excellent. And Wayne, how about you?
Well, I think Pam, your poem covers a lot of our attitudes. Our moods regulate the tone in our voice. It would be nice to stay in good mood all day and whisper compliments to everybody, but the world's not like that. We all react to our surroundings and adjust our language to the mood. I'm glad we don't all stay mad all the time, or it'd be a lot of yelling. It's a wonderful point of how we change if our mood changes, how our voice changes, and you did a good job this poem. I enjoyed it a whole lot. And I agree with her about the painting. Instead of an artist, I do a lot of painting, and you got to be in the right mood at the right time to do the right kind of painting, or you just won't have nothing worth looking at. So that's a great, great poem you did there, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Dean.
Yeah, Pam, this was really an excellent piece. But, you know, I'm kind of biased because I do like your pieces all the time. It's just something about the way you word it. I think because it always seems like you have both feet on the ground when you write something. Whether it's fact or fiction, it doesn't matter. You write it in such a way that it all becomes fact, you know, until you kind of go, oh, wait a minute, that's not real. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yep.
Yeah, it's just something about it that always hits home with me, and I go, God, that was great. But I loved your take on the prompt in this. If ink swirled words upon my flesh and thoughts were birthed into a permanent impression of my self-awareness, if you were to read my emotional graffiti, you would see the layers I am made of. Some days I am beautiful, and other days I am Medusa, hissing snakes, examining a mirror, turning myself into walls of stone. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful work here.
Nice.
All the way through. I mean, I love those last three lines too. To lighten the load of self-torment, where poetry becomes my testament of flaws and star life. That's just fabulous. Because that's where we all, you know, tend to express what we need to unburden ourselves, in my opinion. either unburden ourselves or lighten the load or however we want to say it. I think that's just fabulous thought there at the end. So thank you so much for writing for the prompt. Great job.
Thank you. And thank you for the
really beautiful.
You're welcome, girlfriend. You're welcome. Okay. Well, I am going to read the next one.
Everyone, before you go on to the next prayer, my 60 minutes is up, so I'm going to have to say bye-bye.
No problem, hon. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it very much.
You are most welcome. I enjoyed being here with everyone.
Thank you.
But
join
I'll keep listening.
You're always welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Great addition to the show, Oisin.
Thank you. Really appreciate that.
Mm. Okay, this next piece I'm going to put up is called Reality Projector by Ristretto. I'm kind of glad Ristretto wrote for this. Someone I don't see often, but I appreciate it. Okay, Reality Projector. It's a world of whirlwind. Wherever I venture through life, I end up with extremities. It's either with the genre of love, care, and compassion, or with disappointment and despair, which used to be anger and irritation. Such sharp rise and fall, like a tan curve filled with turmoil of tornado, of emotions brewing. Emotions curving with surroundings and people. People I love. I care deeply. I protect them. They complete me. Yes. Words travel out with beauty, with blend of blush. And then there are those feelings which fire out of volcano, with gush of heavy smoke. When you are amongst negative humans filled with complaints, indiscreet and imprudent towards everything and anything. I loathe them to the core. I wish I could sleep for infinite time till they cease to exist, as I am unable to hold my tears to see those. Words crawling to project, attracting their unwanted attention and cynicism. Emotions showcase on reality projector. End poem. Nice, nice, nice. Wayne, do you want to start us off?
Yes, I'll say, but I'm downstairs now feeding my cat. But anyways, he shows that our emotions affect the way that we speak and the way what we say a lot. And so our emotions have everything to do with how we act during the daytime. If we're in a nice mood, we act good. If we're in a bad mood, like you said, we get to get kind of out of control. So it's a good point about emotions and what he says, and I enjoyed it a whole lot.
Right. True. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, I really liked this one. I thought it had amazing imagery and metaphors. Really was an excellent write that spoke to me on the emotional responses in different situations. I like the phrasing in the end line, emotions showcase on reality projector. Like I just imagine those old, like those movie projectors. And, you know, like you'd hang up the sheet or the screen and, you know, before everything went digital. And the idea of just looking at yourself and the reality of who you are. I really like this all the way through, but especially emotions curving with surroundings and people. People I love, I care deeply, I protect them. They complete me, yes. Words travel out with beauty, with blend of blush. And then there are those feelings which fire out a volcano with gush of heavy smoke when you are amongst negative humans filled with complaints. And I like how when you are amongst negative humans filled with complaints speaks on that idea of people who put out negative energy. And how oftentimes we can have a reaction to that negative energy. And I thought those feelings which fire out of a volcano with gush of heavy smoke was a great imagery and metaphor for just, you know, releasing that steam, releasing that negativity with inside ourselves, which often comes in the form of something that can be emotionally destructive to ourselves. So amazing write and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. I have to agree. I think that there is a lot of great imagery in this. And again, I picked up on the second half because When you're amongst negative humans filled with complaints, indiscreet and imprudent towards everything and anything, I loathe them to the core. I wish I could sleep for an infinite time till they cease to exist. As I am unable to hold my tears to see those words crawling to project, attracting their unwanted attention and cynicism. Again, you know, this goes back to the one by Puddles. You know, and there's another one. I just don't remember off the top of my head which one it was we read. How it, you know, we kind of absorb what we're surrounded by and we throw it back out there. And sometimes it's a hard cycle to stop. And this is a recognition of that cycle before it becomes a cycle. You know, knowing that this is not good and to, you know, be able to express it that way. But yes, so Ristretto, my friend, thank you so much for writing for the contest. I very much appreciate it. Nice job. And, I do have to say the last two lines, emotion showcase on reality projector. Clever thoughts and nice work. So enjoyable. Let me see now. Now I have to go over here and figure out what I was doing, where I was. That. Okay. Pam, I'm going to give you this next one by Jenny the Deep. And it's called May They Escape the Darkness I Couldn't. And here we go. And I'm ready when you are.
My head consumed with thoughts of death, wishing every day that I take my last breath. I'm always taking life for granted, trying to end it every chance I get. I may not fear the Reaper taking me, but I will fight him off of my family, living life longing and praying to expire, hoping my loved ones never have this desire. For them, I wish they turn to a higher power, never to be trapped in insanity's dreary tower. May they find the strength that I couldn't, succumbing to such darkness they shouldn't. End poem.
Nice read, Pam. And Wayne, do you want to go first on this piece, please?
Sure. I read it poem today. She's kind of down on herself, and she doesn't like where she's coming from, and she wants to make sure her kids don't go through the same thing she has in her life, and she's trying to make them have a better outlook on life than she had when she was growing up. And so she's trying to protect the family in this poem, and she's talking to me. She's a pretty good mom. She's doing a pretty good job of it. It's a good poem, and I can relate to it a whole lot. She's
nice.
Doing a good job.
Nice comment, Wayne. Nice comment. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, I thought this was a powerful and emotive write. Definitely quite sad. And the idea of somebody who doesn't feel like their life has any purpose or hope. But and yet I like that it shines through with the idea of a love for your children and how you always want better for them. It's always an interesting thing to me that we oftentimes, you know, want other people to have a happiness, to want other people to understand how good their lives are and how good they are. But it can be difficult for us to feel that same way about ourselves. Just an excellent write and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comments, guys. Yeah, I thought that this was a well-penned piece. And I thought it was powerful and full of emotion. I looked at the three stanzas and I was trying to figure out where I wanted to pull from. But I may not fear the Reaper taking me, but I will fight him off of my family. Living life, longing and praying to expire, hoping my loved ones never have this desire. For them, I wish they turn to a higher power, never to be trapped in insanity's dreary tower. May they find the strength that I couldn't, succumbing to such darkness they shouldn't. It's an intriguing, or not intriguing, but an interesting addition to the contest. But I guess, you know, if you look at this, what she's saying here, if that were to be written on the skin, I think I can kind of go with it. See, this is one of the pre-written ones, so I don't want to sit here and like be a wise guy. So it does fit in a lot of ways, because we wouldn't want this to be on our skin for people to read and to see all, every day. You know, when you're in a situation where you feel so lost, you know, you only share that with the people you want to share that with, or the people you need to share that with. It's not something you want out there for the whole world to see. And I guess that's kind of where the take to the prompt comes in at. But nice write, Jenny, and thank you so much for sharing with us. And from my lips to God's ears, I hope it's not the way life is. So thank you for sharing. Well done. And let me do that. Come over here. Now, where was I? Ah, okay. Wayne, can I get you to read this next one? It's called Sunshine by Jesna Sajan.
Yeah, I'll do the best I can. I've been with my cat for like 17 years now, just me and my cat. And
yeah.
The last month or so, she started going blind.
Oh, no.
I've been trying to take care of her the last 30 minutes, trying to take care of her. She's hearing me out and stuff. So I'm probably going to go off to this point after I read this. I'll probably leave the person there to take care of her. So
okay,
I'll give my best shot.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, it's called May They Escape the Darkness I Couldn't. It goes like this.
Hang on. Now, the poem, it's called Sunshine.
Oh, yeah, I got this Jenny's poem right there. About it. It's Sunshine. It is. Okay. It's called Sunshine. Whisper to me, mine radiant beauty, the sunshine that shines every day. Burgundy hairs spoke volumes of duty. Army of Vulcans curls lay. My daydreamer is lost in thoughts, awakened to reality, divine and pure, divine and pure, gracefully seductive, connecting the dots. What thou doing on a business turn? Heavy price of an Arabian necklace gift upon, square at the center, emerald blend my with envy, kissed by red hues on thine cheekbones adorned. Captivating mine darkness with thine serenity. Magnificent, O sunshine, thine eyes elegant, goddess of Arabia, proclaim thine own glow on shore. Magnificent, O debonair, thine lips chant, words of silence, lubricate, wonder adore. Thine thoughtless skin polished the desert wave, rarest bold, blooming, turquoise, glossy, celestial charm, cool and conspicuously naive. My divine soulmate, enchanted, gorgeous, rosé.
Nice job, Wayne. Nice job. Pam, how about you, girlfriend, to start us off?
Yeah, I thought this was a beautiful and romantic write that gives a sense of admiration. It kind of made me think of the book or the tales about the tales of the Arabian Nights. With the storytelling and the princess or whoever she was, captivating the guy with her storytelling ability. I really like heavy price of an Arabian necklace gift upon square at the center, emerald blend with envy, kissed by red hues on thine cheekbones adorned, captivating mine darkness with thine serenity. Yeah, I think this is a wonderful story, right? Taking a look at admiration, love, and desire. So excellent, right, and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. And Wayne, how about you?
This is a beautiful poem. I wish I'd done a little better. My cat was crumping my leg. Just in. But anyway, she's almost singing the song when she goes, magnificent old sunshine, thy eye is elegant. In fact, she's calling out in a song or something like that, something like that. It's a very, very good, very, very kind of romantic poem she got here, and it's kind of a spiritual poem. I enjoyed it a whole lot and enjoyed the read. I wish I had read it a little better, but it's a good poem.
Nice comment, Wayne. Yeah, I thought that this was, oh my gosh, I'm writing words I've never seen before. I thought that this was a tale well told in this piece. Like you said, Pam, it's a good story poem. There was great rhyme and meter throughout. And yes, I grabbed up these two stanzas. Again, this was one of the pre-writes that we received. So if anybody's not quite sure how it fits in there, it's just, you know, that's how. Whisper to me, mine radiant beauty, the sunshine that shines every day. Burgundy hair spoke volumes of duty. Army of voluminous curls lay. Mine daydreamer is lost in thoughts, awakening to reality, divine and pure. Gracefully seductive, connecting the dots. What art thou doing on a business tour? I thought it was a great lead into the rest of the story. And I thought that it was a nice offering for tonight's show. So definitely a nice piece, Jesna. And thank you for sharing with us. Well done. Let me see now. I'll grab this piece by Jessica Wheeler. And see what I can do. The Weight of Words by Jessica C. Wheeler. Oh, and it's mini print. Here we go. Weight of Words. Words take off flying from tongues, unseen, launched with intention to land. Burdened, the ears catching hurled daggers, aimed with precision to pierce. To listen is to feel the sting of sound, leaving nothing behind but the scar it inflicts. While oblivious speakers may proceed unreminded of their spoken impact. Intangible words are guiltlessly spewed with no visible testament to reflect or regret. Yet what if those words, once fleeting and weightless, were not only heard but seen? A visible script written when spoken, leaping to land upon skin. There they'd be etched, read in every mirror, their intended effect to be shared. If hateful remarks, so bitter and ugly, could only be spoken, if worn. Perhaps such words would be thoughtfully swallowed before carelessly flying from tongues. End poem. Pam, you want to start us off?
Absolutely. As always, a quality write from Jessica. Amazing imagery and metaphors. Powerful lines. I really like how she writes about the idea that we really need to think before we speak. You know, take that time, swallow those words back, especially when you know you're angry or when you know you're emotionally riled up. You need to take that step back. I really liked, especially while oblivious speakers may proceed unreminded of their spoken impact, intangible words are guiltlessly spewed with no visible testament to reflect or regret. Yet what if those words, once fleeting and weightless, were not only heard but seen, a visible script written when spoken, leaping to land upon skin? There they'd be etched, read in every mirror, their intended effect to be shared. I mean, just an amazing write, great take on the chosen prompt. And really, she offers up a wonderful reminder on how we need to be very careful about what words we release. So amazing write and very well done.
Absolutely. Awesome, awesome comment, Pam. And Wayne, how about you? I think maybe
Wayne might have stepped away to feed his cat or something.
Maybe. Or to bandage his leg. I'm not sure which. The cat's scratching at him. I imagine that's a possibility. I'm going to say my piece. I thought it was an excellent take on the prompt and great imagery and well expressed. I picked it up here and it just kind of goes without saying, but I think it's truth. If hateful remarks so bitter and ugly could only be spoken if worn, perhaps such words would be thoughtfully swallowed before carelessly flying from tongues. Very true. Very true. I mean, if you knew it was going to land on your forehead, although I've always often wondered what was written on my forehead, tends to get me in trouble. But if you knew what you were going to say was going to land there for everyone to see, would you say it? you know, would you tell that lie? Would you tell that story? Would you say the things you say? You know, it's true. I mean, you know, a lot of times if you wouldn't admit to it, you shouldn't say it. You know what I mean? But I think it was just really, really well done piece by Jessica. I love her work. I think that she's always, she always hits the mark as far as I'm concerned. And this is no exception to that. It was well done. Yes. So that was a great job. Let me see what I have now. I have. Okay, Pam, I'll get you to read this next one. This is, I have to make sure that I saved that comment. I forget who, oh God, I have to stop and think of whose piece I lost my comment on Sunday. I was supposed to go back and fix it. Oh gosh, okay, see how my mind is. Okay, this is called Words Do Not Lie by Weaver of Dreams, and I'm going to ask you to read this one.
I awoke this morning with a dark feeling of dread, which became far worse as I slipped out of bed. In startled awe, my eyes beheld a freaky sight, inked secrets on my skin appearing in the light. Past echoes of when I might have been kinder manifest on my flesh as a forever reminder. In crimson ink, I watched these sentences unfold. The weight of my judgment would soon be told. An indelible reminder of the harm I brought gave a chance to remember the lessons taught. For in this moment, a possibility is implied to heal the wounds I've inflicted with my lies. The vicious side of me coming to the fore awakens shame and shakes me to the core. Each scribbled word is evidence of my crime. If I change, they may fade away given time. A year has gone by, I've reached my goal. With kinder words, I become a better soul, at least for the moment. End poem.
Nice read, Pam. Let's see now. I thought this was another wonderful piece. Weaver of Dreams is a great poet, and I have to say she does fine work. I like the use of couplets. Couplets are good. They're kind of tricky sometimes, though. But I awoke this morning with a darker feeling of dread. It was a dark feeling of dread, which became far worse as I slipped out of bed. In startled awe, my eyes beheld a freaky sight, ink secrets on my skin appearing in the light. Past echoes of when I might have been kinder manifest on my flesh as a forever reminder. My brain wants me to keep going. Because I think that it just flows so beautifully. And, you know, sometimes I hate to pluck things out and go, but it just feels unfinished. But they're just great lines all the way through. And I think that I like the way she ended it. You know, as a year has gone by, I've reached my goal. With kinder words, I've become a better soul, at least for the moment. You know, it's like not committing to anything for any, you know, big long time. But I think that it was just a nicely done piece. So nice work, and thank you for sharing Weaver of Dreams. Mm-hmm. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, I really like this one. I do enjoy and appreciate well-done rhyme and couplets, which I think Kate does a wonderful job with. I thought this was a beautiful and thoughtful write on the idea of learning and being given the opportunity to change and taking advantage of that opportunity. But also, as it comes through in those end lines, the idea of knowing that no one is perfect. You can change, but there's always going to be those moments where you go back to being, you know, that angry, lashing out person. And, you know, I like how this seems to me to speak on the idea of gossip and how those, like, especially where it says, in crimson ink I watched these sentences unfold, the weight of my judgment would soon be told. And for in this moment a possibility is implied to heal the wounds I've inflicted with my lies. Because, you know, it's not just about the how, like, whether you're using, you know, cuss words or, you know, like, what kind of ugly words, but it's the, you know, what are you saying about other people? I really liked this one. I thought it was a thoughtful write and a great look at the opportunity to change. So I'm glad she was inspired.
Mm-hmm, me too. Me too. There's a lot of awesome poetry tonight. Well-written pieces to this prompt. I kind of wish I had given it like 2 weeks for the prompt. It would have been like kind of amazing. Absolutely. Okay, I'm going to read this next one by Jody Melton. And then I have the last one for you, Miss Pam. I think we can do it. I think we can. Okay, this is called Every Day Anew by Jody Melton. Yeah. Every Day Anew. In a world where words trace our skin, invisible ink from within begin. Every phrase, every whispered sin etched on flesh, a truce linchpin. No masquerades, no veiled disguise, our stories scripted on hands and thighs. A canvas honest where deceit dies, in the ink of truce humanity's ties. No secret whispers, no hidden pain, our joys and sorrows a visible chain. In this world our words remain, emblems of hope, not disdain. A world safer where truths align, where every word is a transparent sign. No more shadows, no dark design. In the script of skin, our souls entwine. Begin anew with morning's gentle light. Wash away the script that marked the night. Let kindness be the ink that you employ, and gratitude the art that you enjoy. Craft each phrase with love's deliberate hand. Let not anger scar or hate's brand stand. Let your flesh be a beacon where wisdom can accrue. Inscribe hope's message, bright and true. Imagine if each word could shape your hue. Would beauty still reflect in all you do? Let each symbol, each line, each verse uplift, inspire, and soul immerse. For every day you're granted a new start to change the narrative, to play your part. Erase the errors of the day before and speak with love to open up new doors. So let the words you choose to wear today reflect the beauty you wish to convey. For on the canvas of your precious skin lies the power of the change within. This canvas of your skin, so soft and light, holds stories of your courage and your plight. Let each new day its own masterpiece be, words that sing of love for all to see. End poem. And Pam, that brings me to you.
All right. Well, great read there, Jean. What an absolutely wonderful write by Jody. Great rhyme and flow, beautiful imagery and heartfelt lines. I like how this one speaks on the importance of words and how we're given the opportunity to share our honest selves. And hopefully in doing that, we're able to show our inner beauty, we're able to show the beauty of the world. A world is safer where truth align, where every word is a transparent sign. No more shadows, no dark design, in the script of skin our souls entwine. Begin anew with morning's gentle light, wash away a script that marked the night. Let kindness be the ink that you employ, and gratitude the art that you enjoy. I really like those lines where he says, let kindness be the ink that you employ, and gratitude the art that you enjoy. Beautiful lines and very well done.
Couple more sentences, Pam. Couple more.
Two more sentences. All right. Well, I'm really glad that Jody was inspired. You know, it's always great to read his take on the prompts. And I also like where he says, For every day you're granted a new start to change the narrative, to play your part. You know, oftentimes I think Jody and his poetry has a very positive attitude, and and I like that. So very well done.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. It's just a fabulous piece all the way through. I thought it was a great poem, beautifully expressed, wonderful stanzas throughout, and so many great lines. I mean, just really. Now I'm going to grab two stanzas, but see, it's a lie because I wanted to grab a whole bunch more. So let the words you choose to wear today reflect the beauty you wish to convey. For on the canvas of your precious skin lies the power of the change within. This canvas of your skin, so soft and light, holds stories of your courage and your plight. Let each new day its own masterpiece be, words that sing of love for all to see. Beautiful piece. It's so wonderfully expressed. And I guess I really can't say enough, because I thought it really was a very positive piece. And Jody, I think this was just wonderful. You know, every time I get to read one of your pieces on a show, I go, wow, that's like so awesome. But you really are a wonderful poet, and it was very well expressed. So thank you very much. Great work. Okay. Now, Pam, that's going to bring me to you. And this piece, Beauty Neath Tattooed Scars by LaBelle. So let me put this up. And whenever you're ready.
And when I glance at murky waters, I see silhouettes shadowy like image, a structure with a tattooed story most of the time, undefined, a phase somewhat adored in many ways, more always misunderstood. And when a gentle touch is offered to heal mine inked wounds, to adorn with beauty unseen, I palpate words I have spoken from mine scarred flesh, buried neath root-like fissures and braille, only to realize I am a folded patchwork like a paper mache layered with aches and fractured graffiti. Sometimes I am red as a bruised pride in black and blue, a tattered ego battered to pieces, always unevenly cut edges of emotion, the broken shards ripping the fingertip. I am seen as the siren, but defined as the less of an art-painted abstraction in the eyes of a perfectionist. I am flawed in the mind of a judgmental sight. I am my creation, beautifully broken like a deep artifact, loved and judged, unwanted. I am the mirror image of the star buried deep in the shadow of an ocean, encapsulated and shackled. A perfect imperfection, then a loved illusion. I am me, past the beautiful. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Really, really well done. This is a wonderful piece, absolutely, by LaBelle. It has so much going on here. And, you know, the prompt that we had, you know, if your words were on your skin, you know, how would you kind of feel about that? And this poem, which was a pre-write, speaks on how so much is written on her skin, his skin, her skin, whoever the character is she wrote about. You know, the bruises, and when a gentle touch is offered to heal mine ink wounds, to Adam with beauty and unseen, I palpate words I have spoken from mine scarred flesh, buried neath brute-like fissures in braille, only to realize I am folded patchwork like a paper mache layered with aches and fractured graffiti. God, it's just wonderful. It's indirectly, it suits the prompt very well. And I think that it was a nice piece and a great, what's the word I want? Addition to the show, but it was something wonderful to be added to the contest itself. So thank you so much for sharing with us tonight, LaBelle. It's just wonderful. There's just so much happening here. I would love to grab more of it, but I would have to grab like chunks, and then I may as well copy the whole thing and move it over. And then you would laugh at me and say, she's not a reptile type. And I'd have to say, yes, I'm. You are correct. But just absolutely a wonderful, wonderful addition. So, again, thank you. And Pam, what you got to say?
You know, I have to agree that this is a wonderful addition and a great pre-write for the prompt.
Mm-hmm.
As always, her vignettes are, her poetry, I should say, is filled with brilliant imagery and metaphors. I really thought these were wonderful, heartfelt lines on the beauty that lives beneath the skin and the scars that tell a story. And I like how she says, I am flawed in the mind of a judgmental sight. I am my creation beautifully broken like a kept artifact, loved and judged, unwanted. I am the mirror image of the star buried deep in the shadow of an ocean. And I really like, I am the mirror image of the star buried deep in the shadow of the ocean, of an ocean, because it speaks on how oftentimes we have to look below the darkness, beneath the scars and the burdens that people carry in order to see the light that shines within them. So amazing write and very well done.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is fabulous. I think that's everything for tonight, Pam. I think we've cleared the board. I had one piece that I did not have a permission on one of them. And I saw where the person responded to my request. Well, didn't respond to my request, but gave me points for asking her to use it. So I'm not exactly sure if I just can't find it. I'm not seeing the rest of the reply. So I'm not sure if I have permission or not, and I don't want to take the chance. So if I get one after tonight, I'll throw it on Friday's board, and hopefully that will be heard then. But what a wonderful night of poetry. So many excellent pieces, and I really enjoyed very, very many of them. I mean, I enjoyed them all. I mean, I liked them all, but some of them really did stand out to me in a wonderful way. And yeah, that was definitely a wonderful treat for tonight. So
absolutely. Yeah, great show tonight. Wonderful poetry. Great prompt chosen. It was awesome. And that's not going to be, it wasn't a huge amount of entries, but, you know, I think juggling those top eight is definitely going to be a little bit of a challenge. Well, it usually is, but, you know.
Now, listen, yeah. I found that permission. I think we can do it. We have 7 minutes.
All right.
Okay,
well,
here
there
we
you
go.
And
you read that last one, so I'm going to read this one. This is called Sharing the Hope by Poetry Accident. And see now, my eyeballs are, hold up. Sharing the hope. If words written on the skin could define what lies within, so much more would be known outside the walls of the soul. The prophets would disagree, asking where this would lead, down the roads once denied by the safeguards of just lies. Look to the pearls now conceived, plastered on the flesh that peels. The only way to disabuse knowledge of scribblings would produce. Knowing more than angels dare denies the pleas of their prayers. When words are written on the skin, sharing the hope that lies within. End poem. Nice, nice, nice. Well, Pam, that's going to bring me to you.
Well, this is a wonderful, wonderful write. I'm getting to take in a lot more of Poetry Accident's writing. They wrote for the After Midnight show last night. They wrote for this show, and then they've written for my Art of Seduction contest for this show. So, yes, it's great to see a new name. I'd like to see people get inspired. I think this is a wonderful rhyming poem, and really beautiful and thoughtful lines on the idea of you know, lies exposed, and I think the idea of looking deep within a person to see what's conceived beneath, and seeing the truth of them. I really liked the prophets would disagree, asking where this would lead down the roads once denied by the safeguards of just lies. Look to the perils now conceived, plastered on the flesh that peels. The only way to disabuse knowledge the scribbling would produce. And I think that, you know, I like that they use the word knowledge, or the phrase knowledge the scribblings would produce, because, you know, if we could read the words upon our own skin, if we could read the words upon other people's skin, then it would give us a better understanding of not only who we are, but of who other people are too. And maybe not having to constantly cover up in front of each other, emotionally in a metaphorical way. So excellent write and very well done.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, I have to say poetry accident. For some reason, I always get turned around on that. Poetry accident. I thought this was a great poem penned in response to the prompt. The ideas were nicely expressed. And I grabbed up these two stanzas. If words written on the skin could define what lies within, so much more would be known outside the walls of the soul. The prophets would disagree, asking where this would lead down the roads once denied by the safeguards of just lies. I really enjoyed it, and I think it was nicely written. It says you're sharing openness, hope, and tattoo. So the tattoo, the image, I guess, is the scribble that she spoke of. Unless it says something that I can't read, that's always possible. But it was a very well done piece, and a great share. And thank you for entering the contest and for writing for the prompt. Oh, you know what? This is 2020. So, no, it's 10/23/2020. Yeah, this is a pre-write as well. That's pretty good. that's a good match on the fact that it was pre-written.
Is.
Yeah, I would never have known that was pre-written if I hadn't just looked at that. How amazing is that? Well done. Well done. Just happened to have a piece sitting there. I guess it was a poetry accident. I believe in happy accidents.
Well, it was a happy accident. That's for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. That is pretty cool. So anyway, Pam, it was a great night with poetry tonight. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Oshin, for calling in. Much appreciated the visit. Very much so. Thank you, Robbie, for being in the group for a while. I don't know. Maybe you're still there. I cannot watch the group and the board and the everything. I don't know. I get lost. I get all turned around. Ask Pam. She'll tell you. She's had to come send out the troops to find me on occasion.
That's right.
I'm telling you. But no, it was a great night with lots of wonderful poetry and, some great. Hi there, Rob. It was amazing. That prompt really, really worked out well. So I'm kind of glad I found it. And it worked really well. So life is good. Life is good. So what's tomorrow? Tomorrow is The Art of Seduction. And whose night is it? Please don't tell me it's mine. I'll have a heart attack.
Nope. It's me and Naomi. And it's Art of Seduction, Seduction in the Shadows. Dark Central.
Seduction in the Shadows. Whoa. That world, the girls are on it. Oh, my.
Yeah. Well,
that should be a wonderful show. And I'll be listening in for sure. Thank you, everybody who listened, and everyone who contributed poetry to the contest or to the board. And, what a wonderful night. Great job, Pam. Great job. Thanks for running the phones and the audios and all that good stuff. And, oh, Robbie's going to be watching from the shadows tomorrow night. Ooh. Careful in them shadows, especially with those two girls lurking around. Anyway.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, yeah, it was good to, good night tonight. I liked it. And yeah. Thank you, Pam, again. And, yeah, let's call it. Take care, everybody. Good night. See you Friday. Well,